So yes. So to recap, we're holding on to Testament Bays by the Mishnah. But yeah, let's recap because of the audio issues we were having yesterday. What we were in the middle of. We were discussing the issue in order for a person to eat a korban, they can't be a mechusar kapara, and that means if they were a zav or zava or any of four different cases, then they have to have brought their korbanos in order to be able to eat the korban. So we discussed like this: if the korban that we're talking about them eating is the korban Pesach, then everybody agrees that we will allow them to bring their korban to not be a mechusar kapara even after the Tumah Rabbeinu Habayim, even though usually you have a mitzvah saseh not to bring anything after the Tumah Rabbeinu Habayim. But in this case, we'll make an exception in order for them to eat the Korban Pesach, since after all, not eating the Korban Pesach involves not bringing a Korban Pesach involves an Issur Kares. The question was, what about other Korbanos? So a person had brought a regular Korban of some other kind, and now they're still a Mechusa Kapara, do we allow them to bring their Korban for that purpose afterwards? So we said Rabbi Shmuel, Bnei Shel Rabbi Yechon and Breuker had said yes. So the first thing we were talking about is, why is that? Why should the essay of them eating the korban be any stronger than the essay of Aloha Hashlem Kol HaKorbanos Kulam, to not bring anything after the Tumah Rabbeinu Habayim? Hi, Ellie, we're just giving a recap of yesterday because of the audio issues we were having. So we said two possibilities. Number one, we could be talking about where the only korban we're talking about over here is a chatas ha'oif, since the only thing of it that goes on the mizbeach is the blood of it, or the whole rest of the body of it is eaten by the kohenim. Then you're not over on the essay of ashlama by bringing it, because that only applies to things that are burnt on the mizbeach. The other possibility, the Papa had said, that even if there's a chatas behema, what you do is you leave the fat on the mizbeach overnight and then burn it only the next day. So we said, what about, if we say, according to the first explanation, what about the other korbanos? What about, in the case of a metzora, you have an osham, which is always going to be an animal, whether he's poor or rich, and you also have his oila. So the osham, so the osham, we can answer that it was already brought at that point. And as far as the oila, We said that usually when you bring a chatas and an oila together, usually the chatas has to come first. But in this case, we brought a pasuk to say that at least by a mitzvah, the dievet, if you brought the oila first, then it's kosher. So we could be talking about that both of them were brought. So that's all according to Rav Chista that we said, therefore Rabbi Shmuel's opinion can be made to work if the only korban that's left for the person to not be a mechusar kapara is a chatas ha'oif, since the only thing of it that goes on the mizbeach is the blood, then fine, then you're not over on anything at all. Meanwhile, according to the Papa's explanation, that we leave the fat there overnight, so we asked a couple of questions on it. One is that isn't there a problem that the Kohenim may misidentify, they may not realize that this fat is supposed to be left for tomorrow, and they may burn it today, and then they're over. And we said Kohenim is Yuzimahim. And another point we said is that until the emurim are burnt on the Mizbeach, the Kohenim are not allowed to eat the meat, and eating the meat is part of the kapara of the owner. So we ended up saying that the reason is because here in this case, they can't offer the fat on the Mizbeach yet, because if they do, then they're over on the Esser of Hashlama, then therefore we treat it as though the fat had become Tomei or was missing, where then they're still allowed to eat the meat. When we say they're not allowed to, means only if the fat is available to be burnt, then they have to wait until it's burnt. Okay. So then in that connection, we also mentioned the last thing we talked about in the Gemara before, was when do you have, as far as the fats and the emurim of the korban Pesach, when is the deadline for burning them on the mizbeach? And the answer was, it depends. If Erev Pesach is on a weekday, then the deadline is before Yom Tov begins, because you can't burn on Yom Tov fats of korbanos that were offered before Yom Tov. I'd said when we started learning the perek on Monday, I had said that you could, but it turns out I was wrong about that. I'd misremembered what it actually is. The actual halacha is that if you can't burn on a yom tov fats that were offered from a korban on a weekday. So if Erev Pesach is on a weekday, then they have to finish all that before yom tov comes in. On the other hand, if If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, then the halacha is, because Shabbos has a greater kedusha than Yom Tov, therefore you're allowed to burn on Yom Tov fats that were offered on Shabbos, so then you have the whole night to be able to burn them. So that summarizes the rest of what we had learned in the Gemara yesterday. So now we're holding by the Mishnah on Nuntes Amud Beis. Now we're going to be talking about din. We're going to start talking about dinim in this and the next few Mishnayos about machshavos in a korban that can passel it. Now we learned last time around in Zvachim at some length that there are different machshavos that can passel a korban. Some of them can actually make it pigul. In particular, if the kohen has machshava to eat or to burn parts of the korban past the time when you're allowed to. Others of them will make it possible, if he has a thought of chutz l'makomai, for example, that he has in mind to eat or to burn some of it outside the place where it's supposed to be eaten or burnt. When we say machshava, by the way, Rashi in the sugya that we're going to learn today, and in a few other places, and also Tosfos in a couple of places, discusses that even though we use the term machshava, really it means speaking. So it means, in other words, that he actually says that I have this machshava, I plan to do such and such with the korban, or I'm doing this for the sake of such and such a korban, or whatever. As opposed to the Mishnah Melech understands the Rambam to be saying that just thought by itself is enough. So literally machshava. Be that as it may, so again, there are machshavas that, so all these machshavas we're talking about will be only doing the four essential avoidas of the korban, which are, in the case of an animal korban, including the korban Pesach, they are the shchita of it, which there it applies not only to a kohen, anybody can shech the korban. So if they have one of these machshavas, then that creates a problem. So you have shchita, you have kabbalah, receiving the blood in the basin, halacha, walking it over to the mizbeach, and zrika, or shficha, as the case may be, applying the blood to the mizbeach. So if the person has one of these machshavas, doing any one of those four avodas, then he makes the korban pasul, or depending on the machshava, even pigul. One of the types of machshavas that can pass, one of the types of machshavas that it discusses in Zvachim is the machshava of shaloi lishma. Where he has in mind that this is a different korban than it actually is. So now the Gemara, the Mishnah, the first couple of Mishnayos and the Gemara in Zvachim discuss various opinions about which korban, about what the deal is. The rule is that most korbanos, if a person has a machshava shaloi lishmoi, it won't actually passel the korban. What it'll do, though, it'll make that the person is not yotze that particular korban. So for example, if the kohen is doing one of these avodas on a korban oila, let's say, and he has in mind, or according to Rashi or Tosfos, he speaks out that this is actually a korban shlomim, then we're going to say the korban is still kosher. You still continue with the rest of the avodas. You still sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach. If it's a korban that can be eaten, even the kohenim can eat it. All we're saying is the person is not yotze and he's going to have to bring another animal for an oila. That's true of most korbanos, and again, the Mishnayos there in Zvachim have a couple of different opinions which korbanos that applies to and doesn't apply to. The halacha is there are two korbanos, the korban Pesach and the korban Chatas, where if he has a machshava shaloi lishma by any of the four avodas, then the korban is completely posel. So not we continue with the avoda of the korban, but rather we stop right there, we take the korban, and we burn it like any psulei amukdashin. Chatos and Pesach. With each one of them, you have, there's a mute in a posel. Chatos, he tells us that it has to be only the Shem Chatos in the case of the Korban Pesach, Zevach Pesach Hu, from this week's parasha, meaning that it has to be the Shem Pesach, and the word Hu means, that it's ma'akiv. So the Pesach and the Chatos, and then again, you have different opinions over there that we mentioned in the Yaakov Shir a couple of days ago. We had Shimon Achi Azaria, where we said they had a Yisachar's woolen partnership. Azaria ran a business, and he supported Shimon so that Shimon should be able to learn Torah, and therefore the Mishnah honors him by calling Shimon the brother of Azariah. He's one of the ones where he's one of the Tanoim who has an opinion over there about which korbanos are kosher and posel in this case. In any case, the halacha is that it applies only to a Pesach and a Chatas. So if they're shechted shaloi lishma, then it's posel, completely posel. So now we're going to discuss in our Mishnah and the Gemara on it, we're going to discuss the details of that din. There's a vort, by the way, that I saw that Nita Gavriel brings from the Imre Emes, one of the Gerer Rebbes, that why are the Pesach and the Chatas singled out for this? So he says because it's the beginning of something that's the most important, where you need the most concern that everything is done properly. So therefore, the Korban Pesach is the beginning of the Jewish people. It's when we were born as a nation. And the Chatas represents a person that's done an Avera, and now like they're being reborn after doing Tshuva and bringing a Korban and getting cleaned up. So therefore, those two things, you have to have Lashma. All other Korbanos, okay, if they're not Lashma, then fine. The person's not going to be Yotze, the Korban, but the Korban itself is still kosher. Rav Levi Yitzchak, the Rebbe's father, has an explanation that we're going to have in a couple of days. We're going to have on Friday, Be'ez Hashem, a piece of Agadta, which he has a long explanation about it, Alpi Kabbalah, in Lakut Levi Yitzchak. And in the course of that, Rav Levi deals with a lot of the details about the Korban Pesach that we have in this Perek and the next Perek. And one of them he points out is, the Korban Pesach represents Chochma. The Korban Chatas represents Malchus. With those spheres, more than any other, you have to make sure that they have to be done in a way that there's no yinika for chitzonim. The idea of shechting them shaloi l'shma would be that you're allowing chitzonim to interfere and to get some nourishment from that sphere. Chochma, there's nothing like that at all. Chochma is the chitzonim have no yinika from. We learned in Tanya recently about Chochma being the core of the nefesh elikis and so forth. So therefore, if it's shaloi lishma, it shows that it's not representing chachma the way it should be. Therefore, it's possible. The chatas, he says, represents malchus, and malchus there is quite the possibility that the chitzonim can get a yinika from it. Therefore, you have to make sure to block that off and not allow that. And therefore, if it was done shaloi l'shma, then it becomes possible. Other korbanos, those represent bina and das and the other spheres. So those, you don't want to have a yinika for chitzonim for them. But if they do, then it's not so bad as to completely passel them. Okay. In any case, so now we're going to be learning about those dinim as they relate to the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah says, HaPesach sheshochto shaloi l'shmoi. If you shechted the Korban Pesach shaloi l'shmoi, so having in mind that it's some other kind of Korban, and by the way, we should point out, the Gemara in Zvachim mentions, if you didn't have anything particular in mind at all, then, or in the Korban Hadashi or Tosfos, if you didn't say anything explicitly, then fine, that doesn't pass all the Korban. By default, the Korban is what it was brought for. So as long as you didn't have a contrary machshava or dibur, then you'd be fine. We're talking about if you had a particular machshava or a particular dibur that you want it to be a different Korban. So you did that. The kibbol v'hiluch v'zorach shaloi l'shmoi, or the Kohen did Kabbalah or hiluch or zrika shaloi l'shmoi, oy l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi, or he did it l'shmoi and shaloi l'shmoi. We're going to see in the Gemara. Does that mean that he did l'shmoi in one avoda and then shaloi l'shmoi in a different one of the four avodas? Or does it mean within the same avoda itself, he did l'shmoi and shaloi l'shmoi? We're going to have a long discussion about that in the Gemara. Or the other way around, first shaloi l'shmoi, then l'shmoi. In all those cases, possible, because again, by the Korban Pesach is one of the Korban Pesach is one of the two korbanos where shaloi l'shmoi makes the korban possible, as opposed to all the other ones where we said that the korban will be kosher, the owner is just not yotze. Kate said shaloi l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi. So what are examples of l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi? Would be l'shem Pesach or l'shem Shlomim. We had in mind that he's doing the avoda for the sake of a Korban Pesach and also for the sake of a shlomim. So again, we're going to see in the Gemara. Does that mean, for example, that he did the shchita having in mind that it's a Pesach and then the Kabbalah, let's say, having in mind that it's a shlomim? Or does it mean within the shchita itself, for example, he had in mind that it's a Pesach and then that it's a shlomim? We're going to see that in the Gemara. Shaloi l'shmoi v'lashmoi l'shem shlomim l'shem Pesach. And if it's what does it mean? Shaloi l'shmoi v'lashmoi would be the other way around. For example, he has in mind that it's a shlomim as well as a Pesach. Okay. So the Gemara says, boy, Rapapa. So Rapapa has the question. On the side over here, it brings a possibility that maybe it's not Rapapa, but rather Rava. Anyway,
the last part of the Mishnah, the last line, is that a problem that it's Shlomim and the Pesach?
That's what we're saying. That's the point. We're saying it is a problem. That makes it that it was partially Shloi Lishma, and in the case of a Korban Pesach, Shloi Lishma is puzzle. So yeah, that's what we're saying.
Even though it's very similar to Shlomim.
Pesach, yes, we're going to talk about in various places in our Masechta. That a Pesach outside of the time when it's used as a Korban Pesach becomes a Shlomim. Yeah, nevertheless, though, they are different Korbanos, and now he's shechting it on Erev Pesach, and he has in mind a machshava of Shlomim, even though it's only in one of the Avodah, so even in part of one Avodah, maybe according to the two sides in the question that we're going to ask in the Gemara, yeah, nevertheless, it makes the Korban puzzle, exactly. Yeah. So Boyer Papa, so the Gemara says, your Papa asked the question, or a different Girsa is Rava, and in fact, Tosfos seems to have that Girsa, because Tosfos discusses how this question fits according to an opinion of Rava that we have on this topic later on in our Perek and in other Sugyas. Anyway, so the Papa or Rava asks, what do we mean when we say in our Mishnah, Lishma v'shaloi Lishma? Do we mean the avoda achas tnan or b'shtei avodas tnan? Are we talking about within one avoda itself? So for example, during the shchita, he had in mind l'shem Pesach, and then later on during the shchita, he has in mind l'shem Shlomim, or vice versa, and that would be enough to passel it. Or are we talking about specifically where he has the different machshavas during different avodas? So he has a machshava during the shchita that it's for Pesach, like it's supposed to be, but then during the Kabbalah, he has in mind that it's l'shem Shlomim. The question is, ba'avoda achasnan, are we talking about even within one avoda? In which case, our Mishnah would specifically have to be according to Rabbi Yosi, the Amar af b'gmar dvar of Adam Nitbas, who says that a person holds also to what he said last. We have this topic, we have this concept in the previous Perek. We had a case over there where we had the situation over there with Todas Ishroimi when he was getting people to eat a gzim kulos, a roasted goat on Pesach night, and the Chacham told them don't do that. It's almost like giving them kodshim bachutz. So we mentioned in that connection opinions of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon on the subject where. We said Rabbi Yossi had said after Gmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas that if a person says two things, then we have to hold him to both parts of what he said. We had the example over there. Let's say a person says, "I obligate myself. I'm making a neder to bring a mincha made out of barley." Do we say that? We said Reb Shimon had said that he's potter. And we said Reb Shimon might be holding like Reb Yossi in a different machlokas. Reb Yossi doesn't address this particular machlokas, but he addresses a different one, namely, suppose you have a case. It was in Gimel Parakim of Rambam recently, where a person takes an animal and says, this is a tmura of an oila and a tmura of an oila, a tmura of a shlomim. So imagine he has three animals in front of him. One of them is an oila, one of them is a shlomim. And then he takes a third animal and he says, I want this to be tmura of the oila, tmura of the shlomim. So what is it? Reb Meir says over there that it's a tmura only of the oila, because he says you look at only the first thing he says. The second thing we ignore. That's called Tfois Lashon Rishon. Rabbi Yossi says that no, if he actually meant that all along, then we would say we hold him to both halves of what he said. Therefore, this animal is in effect half Ola, half Shlomim. You can't bring such an animal as a korban. Therefore, you wait until it develops a mum, and then you sell it and use half the money towards an Ola, half the money towards a Shlomim. And then in the Gemara before on Daf Gimel, We tried to relate Reb Shimon's opinion to that. In any case, Reb Yossi holds of this concept, after Gmar Dvar of Adam Nitpas. So by the same logic over here, Reb Yossi would say that if he said during the thought during the Shchita, this is for a Pesach, this is for a Shlomim, then we would go after Gmar Dvar of Adam Nitpas. We would also hold him to what he said at the end. Therefore, even though he started by saying L'shem Pesach, which is fine, but then he continued L'shem Shlomim, which is no good, and therefore the Korban would be puzzled. And it would have to be that way, de'ira meir, because if you were to say that side of the, if you were to say that side of the question, and say we're talking about within one avoda, and we were to say it was according to Rav Meir, de'ira meir, ha'ama tfois loshen rishon. According to Rav Meir in that machlokas, he would say you ignore what he said second, you focus on what he said first, because in that, in the case of the tmura over there, once he says harezu tmuras oila, then it becomes a tmura of an oila, so now it itself is brought as an oila. Now, at that point, there's no room to make it a tmura of anything else. By the same logic, Rav Meir might say, once you said I'm shechting L'shem Pesach, then there's no room within that avoda itself to say that I'm doing it L'shem Shlomim. So is that what the Mishnah means, that we're talking all within one avoda, and then it has to be only according to Rav Yossi? Or Dilma b'shtei avodas tznan, or maybe we're talking about across two separate avodas, where one of, so he did the shechita l'shma, and he did the kabbalah shaloi l'shma, for example. So now each avoda stands by itself, and then the afilu l'Rav Meir d'amat tfois loshen rishon, and even according to the mayor who says in the case of the tmura tfois loshen rishon that you go only according to his first loshen, that would be hani mili ba'avoda achas. That would all be within one avoda. Then we can talk about once he says one thing, can he then say a second thing that takes away the first one? Or that modifies the first one. Avo b'shtei avodas moedin mifsil. But with two avodas, maybe Reb Meir would agree that it's possible. So if we said that our Mishnah, when it talks about l'shmoi, is talking l'shmoi in one avoda, shaloi l'shmoi in another avoda, then even Reb Meir, then the Mishnah could even go according to Reb Meir, and of course, you know, some Mishnah Reb Meir, so we would like to assume that. But maybe not. Maybe the Mishnah means that even within one avoda itself, you could have where he says tfois loshen, you could have where he says l'shem Pesach or l'shem Shlomim, and then we would say that only Reb Yossi would say that it's possible. Reb Meir would say that not. Now Tosfos actually points out that you have other opinions in the Gemara. We're going to have in the Gemara in a couple of days that there's a machlokas when it comes to the shechita. Do we say there's a concept called yeshna l'shechita mitchila v'ad sof, that the entire time when he's doing the shechita is all considered part of the avoda of the shechita, even though we know you have to cut through a certain amount of the two simonim, of the windpipe and the esophagus, in order for it to be a valid shechita. So one way of looking at it would be that the shechita only takes place when you reach that roiv. And then in that case, the momentary thing, that would be, on the other hand, we could say, Eina l'shchita elo l'vasoif. So we could say, Eina l'shchita elo l'vasoif. Only the end of the shchita counts. The first part of it is just sort of like preparing to get to the point where it'll be a kosher to shchita. Or you could say that the shchita, or you could say, Yeshna l'shchita metchila v'ad soif, that the whole shchita process is considered part of the avoda. So Tosfos points out, that Tosfos points out that here we're asking, according to Rava's opinion, that would say that yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'ad sof, and that we could be talking about tfois loshen rishon or not. If we say ein l'shchita elo l'vasof, then you don't really have the question anyway, because then you don't really have time within that elo l'vasof only for the end of it to be able to do two different machshavas. So the question would be then. So the question would, if we're talking about doing the shechita, then would it apply during the whole shechita or only during part of it? Okay. So that was your papa's or Rava's question. Are we talking about within one avoda or two? So Amri, so they said in the yeshiva when they heard the question, Aheya, which part of the Mishnah is Rav Papa or Rava asking about? E nema shaloi l'shmoi v'l'shmoi. Are you talking about? Are you talking about the last case of the Mishnah when he said where he said shaloi l'shmoi and then he said l'shmoi? So what's the difference? Bein ba'avoda achas, bein b'shtei avodas. Regardless whether that's within one avoda or across two avodas, bein l'Rav Meir, bein l'Rav Yossi, ifsalei mikamaisa. Whether according to Rav Meir or according to Rav Yossi, once he said shaloi l'shmoi, that's already going to make it possible. D'ha l'Rav Yossi nami afig ma'advar of adam nitpas islay. After all, Rav Yossi is not saying that you only look at what he said last. He says you also look at what he said last. Rav Yossi agrees you have to look at what he said first as well. And Rav Meir says you only look at what he said first. So if he said first L'shem Shlomim and then L'shem Pesach, no question that it's going to be possible already. By saying L'shem Shlomim, automatically he made it possible. The fact that he says afterwards L'shem Pesach, even according to Rabbi Yossi, is not going to salvage that, because then you're going to have, he said both Shlomim and Pesach, and according to Rabbi Meir, we're going to ignore the fact that he said Pesach altogether and say that he said only Shlomim. So either way, it's going to be possible. So what's this? So there's no room for the Papa's question. Ella al lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy mai. So no, the question has to be on the first case of the Mishnah, where it was lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy. So first he said l'shem Pesach, then he said l'shem Chatos. First he said l'shem Pesach, then he said l'shem Shlomim. So the question will be again within one avoda. So the question is, what is the Mishnah telling us that even then it's possible, and that would be according to Rabbi Yossi, or is it telling us that it wouldn't be possible in that case, and that would be according to Rabbi Meir? So, the Gemara says, Toshma, let's try to prove it from the wording of the Mishnah. Let's start from the beginning. A Pesach sheshkate shaloy lishmoy, if you shechted the Korban Pesach shaloy lishmoy, vikibel vihilach vizorach shaloy lishmoy, and then he did Kabbalah and Halacha and Halacha and Zrika shaloy lishmoy, and at this point we're assuming that when the Mishnah says vikibel vihilach vizorach, it doesn't mean like we learned in the Mishnah or, it means he did all four of them shaloy lishmoy. So hefi dummy. So what's the scenario? E name a kidkatoni, if we mean exactly what it sounds like, that he did all four avoidas shaloy lishmoy, Lomali, why do you need to mention that he did all four? Lomali abdi machashav lakulu. Why do you need to mention that he had a machshava on all four? Mikamaisa ifsalei. Once he did the first one, shaloy lishma. Once he does a complete one of the four avodas, shaloy lishma, already then he passed it. Ela lab hachi katani. So obviously, therefore, the Mishnah must mean as follows. HaPesach sheshchate shaloy lishma. If he shechted it shaloy lishma, E nami, or another case would be shchate v'kibol v'hilach l'shmoy v'zarach shalei l'shmoy. Let's say he shechted and did the kabbalah and he did the halacha l'shmoy, and only when it came to the fourth avodah v'zarach shalei l'shmoy, only the zrika he did shalei l'shmoy. Gehavile shtei avodas. Now there we're talking about, in other words, we're talking across two different avodas. So he did one of them. So he did one of them, or in this case even three of them, lishmoy, and then he came to the fourth avoda. He did it shaloy lishmoy. So that would be the first case of the Mishnah. But ema seifa. But if you're going to understand the Mishnah that way, then look at the next part of the Mishnah where it says lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy. Where you have the case where there's lishmoy and shaloy lishmoy. So now hechi dami. So now what's the scenario? E name of a shtei avodas. If you're going to say that we're talking within two different avodas, one lishmoy, one shaloy lishmoy, hainu reisha, then you're just repeating what it said in the reisha. We already understand that the reisha is not talking about where you did all four avodas shaloy lishmoy, because we wouldn't need to say that. Obviously, one of them is enough to passel it. So if now we're saying lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy, then we must be talking about within one avoda. Ela lav avoda achas. So therefore, it must be that the next part of the Mishnah is adding not only if you did one whole avoda shaloy lishmoy, but even if you did within an avoda, you did shaloy lishmoy after doing part of that same avoda lishmoy, then it's already possible. Therefore, that would show that our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yossi, that he says you go according to also what he did, what he said at the end. So that would answer the question. Now Tosfos points out the Gemara could have tried to answer that the Reisha is talking about where he didn't have any particular machshava at all, and therefore when we say if he does shaloy lishmoy, if he does a later avoda shaloy lishmoy, then it shows that all along that machshava was in effect, as opposed to where he specifically says to begin with I am shochet lishmoy, then we would say a later avoda doesn't necessarily cancel that out. Tosfos says that no, when you're talking about a cross avoidus, then there's not really going to be a difference. Whether he explicitly said by the first avoida, I'm doing it lishmoy, or whether he didn't, he just did it stam, and by default it's lishmoy, either way, doing a later avoida shaloy lishmoy is going to accomplish the same thing. There's no reason to distinguish between them. So again, so if we understand the Mishnah that way, then we're saying the Reisha of the Mishnah is telling us a case where he did one whole Avoida Shaloi L'Shmoi, and we're saying it's possible. And then the next part of the Mishnah, when it says Shaloi L'Shmoi, would be talking about where he does part of one Avoida Shaloi L'Shmoi, and the Mishnah is still saying it's possible. That would be according to the Yasi. The answer is Loi, not necessarily is that what the Mishnah means. We can be talking about across two. We can be talking about with two separate avodas. The difference is.
Why? Why don't we formulate the Mishnah the other way around, starting with a half of something within the avoda, and then we can derive that a full avoda would also be possible. Why do we have to start with a full avoda and then talk about a half an avoda or within the avoda?
Well, if we know, first of all, this is in all the Mishnayos and Zvachim, for example, when it talks about this concept of Shaloi L'Shaloi L'Shmoi, it starts out with the basic din that any of the four avodas that's done Shaloi L'Shmoi is possible. We start out with that basic din, then we get into finer details of it, including according to Rabbi Yossi, when it was half an avoda. It's common enough for Mishnayos to do what's called Loi Zu Af Zu. Not only this, also this, which is a greater chiddush. It's less of a chiddush that if a whole avoda was done Shaloi L'Shmoi, that it should be possible. Everybody's going to agree to that. It's more of a chiddush that according to Rabbi Yossi, even that half of an avoda was done Shaloi L'Shmoi should be possible. That's a greater chiddush, and therefore the Mishnah can leave that for next. But we still could
say that's important. We should start by the greater chiddush, not the lesser chiddush.
No, if anything, it's very rare. Once in a while, the Gemara will explain a Mishnah that way. It's like an anti-climax. Once in a while, the Gemara will explain that a Mishnah is like that. Zu ve'ein sarach lo'ma zu. The din is a certain way in this case, and needless to say in that other case. But usually we don't like to explain a Mishnah like that. So in this case, the Mishnah is going according to the normal style, where you have first the lesser chiddush, and then you should know not only that, where it was a whole avoda, but even where it was only half an avoda. That's, again, if we understand the Mishnah that way, and we're saying on the face of it, we have to understand the Mishnah that way, because otherwise, what is the Sefer telling us? But the answer is that, no, the Sefer could actually be telling us a different case that doesn't involve half an avoda. It does involve a whole avoda, but a different scenario. So that's what Gemara says. Lo, lo'olam b'shtei avodas. No, we could, after all, be talking about two separate avodas. The Reisha de Koi B'Shchita become a Chashav B'Shchita. So the Reisha we'll be talking about during the Shchita itself, he's having in mind that the Shchita should be Shaloi L'Shma. Inami Koi B'Zrika become a Chashav B'Zrika, or the same thing with any of the other Avodas, down to and including Zrika, where he does the actual Zrika, having in mind that the Zrika itself is being done Shaloi L'Shma. And that the Reisha of the Mishnah is telling us the Korban is possible. Sefer. Now, the next case of the Mishnah, when it says L'Shma v'Shaloi L'Shma, it doesn't have to mean two parts of the same Avoida like we're assuming, and then that means the Mishnah has to be according to Rabbi Yossi only. We could say that D'Koy v'Shchita v'Kachosha v'Zrika. He's doing the Shchita, and while he's doing the Shchita, he's having in mind Zrika. Namely, D'Omar, that he says, Hareini shoychet as a Pesach l'shmoi, lizrik domei shaloi l'shmoi. I am shechting this Korban Pesach l'shmoi, and I'm having in mind now, during the Shchita, that I plan to do the Zrika shaloi l'shmoi. And, now what's the chiddush of that? V'hainu boya did a papa? That is, in fact, Rapapa's question in the Sugya in Zvachim. Is that effective? Is that effective? That mechash ma'avoda la'avoda. So now we can understand our Mishnah maybe to be saying that yes, it's telling us as a matter of fact, yes, that would be the case. And if you have machshava from one avoda to another, then it will be effective and the korban will be possible. But not necessarily that it's talking about two halves of the same avoda like we want it to say. Tosfos has a different understanding of what we mean Hainu Boyer did a Papa. For one thing, Tosfos says it's not only the Papa who has that opinion in Zvachim. There's also Rabbi Yochanan has that opinion. So therefore, Tosfos says Tosfos says that, remember, at the beginning of our sugya, we said, is the question that we're asking over here, is it Rapapa posed the question about how to understand our Mishnah, or is it Rava? So before we said Tosfos' Girsa was Rava, now comes the Riva in Tosfos and says that maybe it is after all Rapapa, like we have it in our Gemaras, and therefore when the Gemara says, Vahainu Boya de Rapapa, all it's saying, in other words, is that now we understand. Now we understand Rapapa's question that, in fact, you can't answer Rapapa's question based on the wording of the Mishnah. It is a valid question. Don't think, like we said before, where are we going to find a place to put it on the Mishnah? We found a perfectly good place to put the question on the Mishnah, where now the wording of the Mishnah is not by itself is not enough to answer the question. Also, for that matter, Tosfos says, and in fact, another meaning of Vahainu Boya de Rapapa could be that the Gemara is explaining that there's a further detail within Rapapa's question. When Rapapa asks, Ba'avoida achas, v'shtei avoidas, he doesn't just mean, does the Mishnah apply to two avoidas where one was done l'shma and one was done shalo l'shma? Rapapa's question can also include this point: if you do one avoida having l'shma, but having in mind that a later avoida is going to be done shalo l'shma, is that enough to passel it? And we're saying the wording of the Mishnah could support and say that yes, it would in fact be passel in that case also, but not necessarily again that the Mishnah, not necessarily that the Mishnah is talking about what happens doing part of a doing part of an avoida. Maybe, in fact, a machshava, after you had part of an avoida being done, l'shmai, then maybe doing the rest of that same avoida, shaloi l'shmai, and not having any other avoida in mind at that time, maybe that's not enough to passel it. We can't necessarily prove that one way or the other from the Mishnah yet. So
let's continue. Toshma,
so let's look at the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, Oy l'shmoy v'shaloy l'shmoy posel. We said, on the other hand, not on the other hand, another example where it would be posel if it was l'shaloy l'shmoy v'lashmoy, where first the shaloy l'shmoy came first, and then l'shmoy came second. So heichi dami, and we said it's posel. So heichi dami, what's the scenario? E name of the shtei avodas. Are we talking about where the first avoda was done shaloi l'shmoi, and then the second avoda was done l'shmoi? There's no chiddush in that. Hash l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi, amar t'posel, shaloi l'shmoi v'shaloi m'boya. If you're saying that even when the l'shmoi came first, it's posel, then how much more so if the shaloi l'shmoi came first, it should be posel. Again, like we said before, we don't want to assume that a Mishnah is telling us a greater Chiddush and then the lesser Chiddush. There's no reason to do that. Once we know that it's possible across two Avodas, Lishmoy and then Shaloi Lishmoy, how much more so it's going to be possible Shaloi Lishmoy and Lishmoy. So there's no reason to mention that. El Allah Ba'avoda Achas. So evidently, we have to be talking about that it is talking within one Avoda. And the Chiddush is that even though The chiddush is that even though he fixed it up afterwards and he did say l'shmoy at the end, nevertheless, we're still going to say it's possible. And therefore, we would say, according to both Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, as we said before, because Reb Meir is going to say you look at only the first lashon and ignore the second one altogether, so therefore it's only shaloi l'shmoi. According to Reb Yossi, after Gmar Dvarav Adam Nifpas, that we have to look at both parts, and the fact is there's machshava psul over here. And so there would be a certain chiddush in that. That nevertheless, it's still possible. In fact, Tosfos mentions an opinion of Ben Nanas, which you find in Bava Basra, who says that in this connection that you say tfois loshen achron, that you, in fact, the opposite of Reb Meir's opinion, who says tfois loshen rishon, Ben Nanas would say exactly the opposite, tfois loshen achron, you only look at the last loshen. Meaning, in other words, therefore, in this case, so it was shaloi l'shma and l'shma, and nevertheless, we'd still be saying that Ben Nanas maybe would hold that it's kosher, but we're saying the Mishnah is telling us don't hold like Ben Nanas, realize that it's still possible because you started off with shaloi l'shma. So that part of the Mishnah seems to be talking about avoda achas. Otherwise, there's no chiddush in it. So therefore, umid is sefer ba'avoda achas, reishinami ba'avoda achas. So therefore, if the next part of the Mishnah, where it says shaloi l'shmoi v'l'shmoi, is talking about within one avoda, and it's telling us that even so, it's still possible, reishinami ba'avoda achas, then we have to say the previous part, l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi, is also talking about within one avoda. And therefore, that would answer the question. No, the Gemara says loi, not necessarily. La'olam b'shtei avodas. Really, we could be talking about two separate avodas, where he did the first one shaloi l'shmoi, and then the second one l'shmoi. So you're asking then, in that case, what's the chiddush? Uvedinu d'loy itzrichle. You're right. It shouldn't need to say that, because once we said l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi is possible, then how much more so shaloi l'shmoi v'shmoi is possible? V'aydi d'tan l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi, tananami shaloi l'shmoi v'shmoi. Just for parallelism, since the Mishnah mentioned l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi, which there's a certain chiddush in it, Then already it mentions shaloi l'shmoi v'l'shmoi, even though there's no particular chiddush in it. Fine, we don't want to say that a Mishnah says a lesser chiddush after the greater one, but we can say that when you have its parallel wording, and the Mishnayos, after all, were learned by heart, that the Mishnah will put it in even though it's not really necessary. So we don't have to say that shaloi l'shmoi v'l'shmoi is talking about within one avoda at all. It could actually be talking about separate avodas, and there's really no chiddush in it, and it's just there for the parallel language, and therefore we don't have to say that l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi is all one avoda either. It could be across two separate avodas. It could be, as we said, that we're talking about, so we have so far, in other words, so we have the case where within one avoda he has in mind shaloi l'shmoi on that avoda itself. We have the first case of the Mishnah would be where he did some avodas, some complete avodas l'shmoi and other complete avodas shaloi l'shmoi. We have the case where he does some complete avodas, where he has some complete avodas shaloi l'shmoi. And we have the case where he does some complete avodas l'shmoi, but has in mind during them that he's going to do later avodas shaloi l'shmoi. All of those could be what the Mishnah was talking about so far. We don't have to say that the Mishnah is talking about at all at any time during this or within one avoda where he has in mind l'shmoi doing part of the avoda and shaloi l'shmoi doing another part of the same avoda. So we don't know yet. Okay. Toshma, let's continue. Let's look at the next Mishnah that we're going to learn tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. The Mishnah says, Shchoteh shaloi l'oichel v'shaloi l'menuyav. Now, when it comes to the Korban Pesach, you have, besides the rules of Lashmoy and Shaloi Lashmoy that we're talking about in our Mishnah, you also have certain details that apply only to the Korban Pesach. We're going to learn, beginning in the next Mishnah, that you have to be pre-registered for the Korban Pesach in order to eat it. You can only register until the Korban is shechted. So therefore, if the korban was shechted on behalf of people who are not registered, that's Shaloi L'menuyav, then it's possible. That's unique to the Korban Pesach. You also have the Korban Pesach is meant to be eaten. Most korbanos, we said, are supposed to be eaten, and we said yesterday that the kapara, to a certain extent, depends on the kohenim eating their portions, but nevertheless, the korban itself fundamentally is coming for some other purpose rather than to be eaten. So you don't particularly have to have in mind that certain people should eat it. But the korban pesach, a person has to eat a kezias of it in order to be yotze of the mitzvah. So let's say you have people who are not able to eat a kezias of meat, for example, they're sick or they're old. So that's called shaloi l'oichlov. So if you have in mind shaloi l'oichlov, then it will also be possible. So the next mission says shchoteh shaloi l'oichlov. If you shecht the korban pesach, having in mind people who can't eat a kezias each of it, and let's say you have all the people registered for this particular korban pesach are all older sick people, so not one of them is going to be able to eat a kezias. Tosfos says not necessarily. We could be even talking about that there are other people registered for the korban who can eat a kezias, but we're talking about that he had in mind only the ones who can't. So that would be shaloi l'oichlov, but shaloi l'menuyav, or he shechted it having in mind people who are not registered in it. So it's registered. So Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, let's say, have registered for this particular korban pesach, and he, when he's shechting it, has in mind Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvolun, who are not registered for it. So if he has that in mind, then it'll make the Kohen Pasul, La'arelim, or if he has in mind people who are oral, who don't have a bris milah, in general, people who don't have a bris milah are not allowed to eat any Kohen, but particularly by the Kohen Pesach, the Torah tells us in this week's parasha, kol oral lo yochaboy. Most Rishonim, by the way, learn that that means even Mesu Echav Machmas Mila, even if he's not an oral by choice, but because he can't, because his brother has died from Mila and we have to wait with him until he gets stronger. Rabbi Natan, actually, in a couple of places in Tosfos, holds that such an oral would be able to eat from the Korban Pesach. He says it means only a person who refuses to get a Bris Mila. Anyway, the point is, Arelim are not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. So if he has in mind Arelim during the Shechita, then it'll be possible. Vila Tmeyin, or if he has in mind that people who are Tomei, who also can't eat Kodshim, are going to eat it. So in all those cases, possible. So in all those cases, the Korban is possible. Now, let's figure out. Hacha Pshita B'Avoda Achas. Now, obviously, there you're talking about within one Avoda. Because we're talking about that he had one machshava, he had one machshava for the shaloyla oichlov or the shaloyla mnuyav and so forth. So that part, that next mishnah is talking. So it's talking about avoda achas. And again, umi de sefer ba'avoda achas, reisha nami ba'avoda achas. Since the sefer, the next mishnah, again, the Gemara often assumes that all mishnayos in one perek that are on one subject are all one continuous mishnah, and therefore it can call them resha and sefer. So since the sefer is talking about one avoda, then the resha or mishnah also has to be talking about one avoda, and therefore that would answer the question that even within one avoda, l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi would be no good. The answer is midi iria. The Gemara says, what kind of a proof is that? Hoke de isa, v'hoke de isa. No, each one could be talking about a different kind of case. Sefer ba'avoda achas. The sefer necessarily has to be talking about one avoda, because we said there's only one machshava that we're talking about over here. And we also said shchotay, which means we're talking about specifically that he shepted it, having them in mind. And we're going to say later that these machshavas, as far as shaloyla, at least some of these machshavas, shaloyla oichlav and shaloyla menuyav, are only going to be a problem during the shchita. So necessarily there we're talking about one avoda, because that's the only time when these are going to be a problem. But Reisha, Iba Avodachas, Iba Shtei Avodas. The Reisha could be talking about, or Mishnah, could be talking about one Avoda or two Avodas. There's no way to prove it necessarily just because the next Mishnah is talking about one Avoda. So, the Gemara continues, Toshma, let's try to prove from the next Mishnah, the Mishnah there continues, La'oichlav v'shaloi la'oichlav kosher, that if he had in mind both people who are kosher and people who are not, then the korban will be kosher. So, for example, if he had in mind people who can eat a kazayis of the korban pesach, as well as people who cannot, or people who are registered for it as well as people who are not. So let's say in our example before, he had in mind Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun, all six of them. So three of them are registered for this korban pesach, three of them are not. So then we said kosher. So let's figure, Hefi Dami, what's the scenario? In name of Shtei Avodas, are we talking about where he has in mind, during the Shechita, that he has in mind the people who can eat a kezias, and he has in mind that the Zrika is going to be on behalf of people who can't eat a kezias? And the time of the Chosh of the Zrika. So the reason we would say that it's kosher is because the fact that he had a machshava of shaloi la'oichlov in the zrika doesn't matter. De'ein machsheves oichlin b'zrika, because having a wrong machshava about who can and can't eat the korban pesach when it comes to the zrika doesn't matter, because it's only by the shchita of the korban pesach. We're going to talk about tomorrow in the Gemara that only by the shchita of the korban pesach does the pasuk insist that it has to be done la'oichlov. So any of the other avoidus, if you have in mind shaloi la'oichlov, is not a big deal. So we would say, therefore, so that's why, if he has in mind during the shchita that the zrika is going to be done shaloi la'oichlov, then it doesn't matter. But the implication seems to be that if it was all within one avoda, kagoin b'shchita, namely during shchita, demahanya b'machsheves oichlin, where there a machshava about having in mind people who can't eat the korban pesach, posel, is going to be possible. Now, why should it be possible? V'kaimelon miktsas oichlin leposla. Now, we know that if he has in mind some people who can, if he has, as long as he has in mind some people who can eat from the Korban Pesach, then the fact that he's also having in mind people who can't eat does not possible it, because Rashi explains, in order to get even a kezias of meat from the animal, you have to shecht the whole animal. We had that svara earlier in the Masechta as far as shechting, for example, a dangerously sick animal on Yom Tov, and having in mind to eat a kezias of it on that day of Yom Tov. So here in a similar vein, if you have, let's say, so you have, let's say, six people registered for this Korban Pesach, let's say three of them are able to each eat a kezias and three of them are not. If he has in mind also, as if he has in mind the three who can eat the Korban Pesach, who can eat a kezias apiece, even if he then also has in mind the ones who can't, the Korban's still going to be kosher, because we're going to focus on the ones that he had in mind who can eat a kezias. They wouldn't be able to each eat their kezias if the animal wasn't shechted. Therefore, the shechita is kosher, even though he also had in mind people who can eat a kezias. Rashi explains that in the Gemara later on, in a couple of days, we're going to talk about Taka, what's the difference? Why is L'Oichel V'Shaloi L'Oichel of kosher? And anyway, we know for a fact, as we're going to establish in the Gemara later, that if he has in mind people who can eat from the Korban, who can eat a kezias of the Korban Pesach, as well as people who can't, the Korban is still kosher, because at least he had in mind the people who can eat, and they can't eat it without it being shechted. So obviously, therefore, when we talk about that he shechted la'oichlov v'shaloi la'oichlov, so then that would be, so again, when we say in the next Mishnah, la'oichlov v'shaloi la'oichlov kosher, so what does that mean? Does it mean that it's only kosher if it's across two avodas? He does the shechita having in mind la'oichlov, and he's thinking during the shechita, I'm going to be doing the zrika on behalf of the shaloi la'oichlov. And we're saying that doesn't matter, because by the time of the Zrika, it doesn't matter who he has in mind. Does that imply that if he had that machshava during the Shechita, then it would be possible? No, because we know even during the Shechita itself, if he's saying, I'm doing the Shechita on behalf of the Oichlin and on behalf of the non-Oichlin, it's still kosher. Ela la b'avoda achas. So obviously the Mishnah, when it says that it's kosher, means even within one avoda. So it's saying, in other words, so the next Mishnah, when it says that it's kosher, if he has in mind la'oichlov b'shaloi la'oichlov, would be both scenarios. Both when he does the shechita itself, having in mind the oichlin and the non-oichlin, then it's kosher because he had the oichlin in mind. Another case would be where he does the shechita on behalf of the oichlin, having in mind during the shechita that he's going to do the zrika on behalf of the non-Oichlin. That's also kosher, because the zrika, it doesn't matter whether it's done for the Oichlin or not. So the Mishnah is saying that even within one avoda, even within the one avoda of Shechita, if he has in mind the Oichlin and the Shaloi and the non-Oichlin, it'll still be kosher. And again, it'll be the safer avoda achas, since that next part of the Mishnah is necessarily talking about one avoda, as we just proved. Then Reisha nami b'avoda achas. Then the Reisha, meaning our Mishnah, when it talks about Shaloshmoi v'Shaloi v'Shmoi, must be talking about within one avoda, and therefore we're back to that. We're talking, it's only within one avoda, which would be according to Rabbi Yossi and not according to the mayor. And again, the Gemara answers, Midi Iriya, how is that a proof? Again, Hokidisa. Each Mishnah could be talking about a different kind of scenario, whatever is appropriate for that din. Sefer b'avoda achas, the sefer necessarily has to be about one avoda. Because the next Mishnah necessarily has to be telling us that even during the Shechita itself, if he has in mind La'oichlov and Shaloi La'oichlov, it will be kosher. So necessarily that has to be talking about Avoda Achas. But the Reisha, meaning our Mishnah, Iba Avoda Achas, it could be talking about two Avodas, it could be talking about one. There's no way of proving one way or the other. Okay. So at this point, the Gemara drops the question, and we're left with, we don't know the answer to the question, whether our Mishnah is talking about Avoda Achas or Shtei Avodas, and therefore whether our Mishnah is according to the Meir or according to the Yosi. Again, at the beginning of the Sugya, Tosfos had mentioned that the whole question over here is, according to one possible understanding of Reb Meir's opinion about Tfos Loshon Rishon, but there's a different understanding, which we're going to have later on in the Perek, according to which even Reb Meir would agree that in this case it would be possible, even within one Avoda. So for that reason and a couple of other reasons, one of the Noisa Kalim on the Rambam says that actually the Rambam the Rambam doesn't say explicitly what the din would be in this case. But one of the Noisa Kalim on the Rambam says a sefer called the Har HaMeiria says that in fact the Rambam would end up paskening that even if it's l'shmoy v'shaloy l'shmoy within one avoda would be possible. Again, partially on the grounds of, first of all, when you have a machlokas Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, the halacha is usually like Reb Yossi. We learned that in Eruvin. In this particular case, about the machlokas of Tfois Loshon Rishon or after Gmar Dvar of Adam Nitmas, the halacha is like Reb Yossi. In the case of the Tmura, therefore, the animal is half Ola, half Shlomim. So therefore, applying that to here, we would have to say the halacha is like Reb Yossi, that it could be possible all within one avoda. Plus, again, like Tosfos is saying, maybe even according to other amiroyim, not like Rava or a Papa, maybe even a mayor would agree in this case. So in that case, that would end up being the halacha that even if it's within one avoda and he has in mind first l'shem Pesach and then l'shem Shlomim, it's still going to be possible. New question, Iboilahu, Pesach sheshachte b'shar yimos ha-shana l'shmoy v'shaloy l'shmoy. What happens if you shech the korban Pesach a different time during the year? Now, in other words, we're talking about you designated this animal for a korban Pesach long before Pesach, and as we've mentioned before, and we're going to mention in various places in our Masechta, an animal for a korban Pesach outside the time of the korban Pesach is kosher for a shlomim. Now we are actually going to discuss the question of whether you need akira, whether you need to actually explicitly say that I'm taking this away from being a Pesach and making it into a shlomim. Do you need that or not? So Rashi says we're talking about before Pesach, and Tosfos says yeah, because if we were talking about after Pesach, then you wouldn't necessarily need Akira. But here we're talking about before Pesach. The default assumption would be that you're going to keep this animal until Erev Pesach and shecht it at the proper time, and it'll be a Korban Pesach. So now you're shechting it some other time during the year, earlier in the year before Pesach, and you shecht it l'shmoy v'shaloy l'shmoy. So you're shechting it, having in mind l'shem Pesach or l'shem Shlomim. So now, mahu, what would be the din? Now, the problem is, if you shecht it l'shem Pesach other times during the year, then it's going to be possible. Pesach is only kosher on Erev Pesach afternoon. If you take this animal and shecht it l'shem Pesach a different time during the year, then it's going to be the opposite. Here we were saying in our Mishnah, and we were saying in the Gemara all this time, that you have to shecht it on Erev Pesach, l'shem Pesach, and if you don't, then it's possible. The flip side of it is, if you shecht the l'shem Pesach a different time during the year, it's going to be possible. So now you shechted at l'shmoy v'shaloy l'shmoy, you shechted at l'shem Pesach or l'shem Shlomim a different time during the year. So mahu, what would be the din? Mi osi shaloy l'shmoy or matikle midei l'shmoy? Does the shaloy l'shmoy, the fact that you've continued and said that it should be l'shem Shlomim, does that take away the fact that you said l'shmoy that it's l'shem Pesach or machshule? Therefore, the korban will be kosher. Oiloi, or does it not? So that was the question. So ki osir of dimi omer. And in fact, Tosfos says the question obviously is according to Reb Yossi, that the question is obviously according to Reb Yossi that after Gmar Dvar of Adam Nitmas, the question could even be according to Reb Meir, because usually, after all, he had in mind Lashmoy first, Lashem Pesach, but after all, the concept of Lashmoy making a korban posel doesn't apply to most other korbanos. It only applies to the korban Pesach. So maybe now that he continued Shaloy Lashmoy, Lashem Shlomim, maybe that would be good enough to say that he's now taking it away from being a Pesach and turning it into a Shlomim, so therefore that would be good. So the question, Tosfos says, could even be a coincidence of Meir. It's definitely a coincidence of Yasi. So the Gemara says, Ki osir Rav Dimi Omer, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Amrita l'shmaita kameda Rav Yumia. I said over an argument in front of Rav Yumia to prove what the din should be. That it should be, that it should, to prove that it should be possible. I said like this, says Rav Yemin. Now we know that shechting that lishmoy in the proper time on Erev Pesach afternoon makes it kosher. On the other hand, the machshava of shaloi lishmoy, thinking that or saying that this is not a Pesach, this is a shlomim, makes it a perfectly kosher shlomim when it's shaloi bismanei, when it's not Erev Pesach. Therefore, Rav Dimi says, let's make a binyan av. Just like we were saying that if you do lishmoy on Erev Pesach, that doesn't prevent the shaloi lishmoy from taking effect, because as we said, if you have in mind shaloi lishmoy and lishmoy, it's going to be possible. We're not going to say that the lishmoy that you said afterwards is going to override the shaloi lishmoy that you said first and make it kosher. So the logic should be the other way around as well. The same thing, shechting at shaloi lishmoy at a different other time of the year, which ordinarily makes it kosher as a shlomim, ein mitzia midei lishmoy, it shouldn't undo the fact that first he said it's lishmoy, it's l'shem Pesach, or posel, and the result should be that it's posel, because he had in mind that it's l'shem Pesach at a time when a korban Pesach is posel. So that was Rav Yimi's argument. But amali, so now Rav Yimi says, Rav Yimi told me loy. That's not a valid comparison. You know why shaloi lishmoy is stronger and it overrides lishmoy by the korban pesach shekein noyig b'chol hazvachin, because after all the din of shaloi lishmoy does apply to all korbanos. Now only by the pesach and the chatas does it actually make it possible. By the other korbanos we said at the beginning that shaloi lishmoy it's still kosher, but it still has an effect that it makes that the owner is not yotz of the korban. So therefore, so the concept of shaloi lishmoy applies by all korbanos. So therefore, you can say that that's strong enough to override even lishmoy on by the Pesach, even on Erev Pesach afternoon. Toima b'lishmoy, so Rav Yimi says, how do you compare to lishmoy? Shekein einu noyig b'chol hazvachim ela b'pesach milbad. On the other hand, the fact that a korban should be possible if you shecht at lishmoy, that is unique to the korban Pesach. There's no other korban where if you shecht at lishmoy is going to be possible, because every other korban there's no fixed time for it. So if you shecht it any time during the year for the sake of whatever korban it is, oila or chatas or what have you, it will be kosher. It's unique by the korban Pesach that you have a particular time that you have to bring it, and if you shecht it outside that time of the Pesach, it will be possible. So maybe, therefore, lishmoy is a very weak kind of thing, and therefore maybe it doesn't have the ability to override shaloi lishmoy, which applies across all korbanos. So it's not necessarily a valid comparison, says Rabbi Yemiya. Okay, so the Gemara says, my havi Allah. Okay, so what's the bottom line? What would be the halacha? Omar Rava. So Rava says, as a matter of fact, Pesach shashachta b'shayim mesashana lishmoy b'shaloy lishmoy kosher. As a matter of fact, says Rava, it would actually be kosher in that case if you shechted it another time during the year, l'shem Pesach and l'shem shlomim. Why would it be kosher? Das stomer lishmoy koi, because after all, by default, it is lishmoy. If you shechted it without any particular machshava in mind, it would be lishmoy, because that's what we said, that shaloi lishmoy is only if you specifically say or think that it's going to be a different kind of korban. So here, by default, it's lishmoy. Va'afilo hachik yishachet le'shaloi lishmoy kosher. Nevertheless, we see that if you shecht this potential korban Pesach, but you shecht it earlier in the year, and you shecht it shaloi lishmoy, having in mind that it's not a Pesach, that it's a shlomim, then it's kosher. Alma osi shaloi lishmoy umapik lemidei lishmoy. So we see that the shaloi lishmoy can override the default lishmoy. Therefore, kishachet nami lishmoy v'shaloi lishmoy. So even if you explicitly shecht it having in mind the shmoy v'shaloi lishmoy, osi shaloi lishmoy umapik lemidei lishmoy, then the shaloi lishmoy should be able to override the lishmoy. Same logic. Omelet of Adaba Ava or Rabba, but Rav Adaba Ava says to Rabba, does that really work? Dilma shiny hecha de Omar mehecha de Omar. Maybe there's a difference between where he actually said versus where he didn't say. Okay, you're right, that by default it's Lashmoy, but there should still be a difference between whether he's explicitly saying Lashmoy versus where we're just saying it's Lashmoy by default. and we can prove that there's a difference. Dahar lo oichlav shaloi lo oichlav kosher, because after all, we said in the next Mishnah, we're going to talk about where he shechts the Korban Pesach, having in mind oichlav as well as shaloi lo oichlav, both the people who can eat a kazayis and the people who can't, and we said it's kosher, but v'chol hecha the shachal lo shaloi lo oichlav v'chudei posel. Now, on the other hand, we said if he has in mind only the shaloi lo oichlav, it's going to be posel. V'amai, now why would we say hastam lo oichlav koi? After all, again, by default, the Korban Pesach is shechted on behalf of the people who can eat a kazayis. So obviously, that default is not strong enough to combine together with the explicit thing that he said that he's doing it shaloi lo oichlav. So by the same logic over here, So obviously there's a difference whether he explicitly said lo oichlav or shaloi lo oichlav. Fine, then it'll be kosher because at least he said lo oichlav. Versus where he didn't say anything about the oichlav at all, only the shaloi lo oichlav, and we're saying then the default of lo oichlav is not going to be strong enough to go together with the statement of shaloi lo oichlav. And therefore, the korban is going to be posel. So the same thing over here, hochanami. The same thing over here, shiny hecha d'amam hecha d'layamar. There should be a difference whether he says that I'm doing this l'shem pesach or l'shem shlomim versus where he didn't say he's just doing it l'shem shlomim. Fine, then we can say the statement l'shem shlomim will override the default l'shem pesach, but not where he explicitly said l'shem pesach or l'shem shlomim. It wouldn't necessarily have the ability to override that. So Rava answers Rav Adaba Abba, Midi Iria. Is that a valid proof? Or Rashi has a girsa hochi hashta. How are you comparing the two? Bishlema hosam. I can understand in that case about the oichlam and shaloi loichlam. Kama dele okale bishchita. As long as he didn't explicitly say differently during the shchita that he's doing it shaloi loichlam. Stome vade in the case of lishma and shaloi lishma. Kama dele okale bishchita. As long as he's not explicitly saying that I'm changing this from a pesach to a shlomim. Stome vade lishmaikoi. The assumption is that you're still being shechted as a Korban Pesach. The problem is it's outside the time of the Korban Pesach, and therefore it's possible. But in the case that you're bringing from the next Mishnah, is the automatic default that it is necessarily lo'ichlov? Not necessarily, because even you have these people in mind, they're not necessarily going to be the ones who eat it. After all, the ones who were originally registered for it and could eat the Korban Pesach could conceivably withdraw before it's shechted, and other people could come and register for it. So therefore there's no stoma of la'oichlov. So what we would say is the stoma over there is even weaker, because there's not even any particular oichlim that you might be having in mind, because the oichlim can constantly change. So if he has in mind shaloi la'oichlov, then it will override that very weak default of la'oichlov, and therefore it'll be possible. Only if he says la'oichlov and shaloi la'oichlov, then fine, we say that we can count the oichlov, then at least we say you have oichlim over there, you have people who can eat it, therefore the korban is kosher. But d'tnan, as we're going to learn in the next Mishnah, nimnim u'moshchem es yedei mimenu ad sheyishachet, you're allowed to register and you're allowed to withdraw from the registration of a Korban Pesach until it's shechted. So the having in mind particular people is a very, very weak default, because there's not even any default people who are automatically registered for this Korban Pesach. But on the other hand, this animal was designated as a Korban Pesach, so the default of that this is a Korban Pesach is a much stronger one, and therefore we can argue that nevertheless the thought of shaloi l'shmoi is able to override that default, and therefore once it's able to do that, then it's even able to override when he explicitly says l'shem Pesach, as long as he also afterwards said l'shem shlom. So Rava sticks to his opinion that in fact it would be kosher in that case, even if he hadn't. So again, he's shechting this animal that was supposed to be used for a Korban Pesach. He's shechting it some other time during the year, before Pesach, let's say, as Rashi and Tosfos say. And he has in mind l'shem Pesach, and then he has in mind l'shem Shlomim, then it actually will be kosher. If he had had in mind only l'shem Pesach, then it would be no good, because it's outside the time of the Pesach. If he had had nothing in mind at all, then you have a machlokas later on, whether you need, then actually Tosfos says, then you would definitely need Akira. You definitely need to be saying that it's l'shem Shlomim. Otherwise, by default, we assume it's l'shem Pesach, and it's no good. But here, where he said, as long as at some point he said it's l'shem shlomim, even if before that he said it's l'shem Pesach, then Rava says it will actually be kosher. Okay. Shkoyach, everyone.